It's time.
We are not called to be nice.
Sandy Rios, welcome, Sandy. Thanks for being here.
We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
And you still like me, or you don't like me, James?
Are you okay? You all right?
I'm a musician. I can't help it.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
We have, I think it's 4-1 youth in America wants gay marriage.
Our kids are the product of public schools. No wonder they poll the way they do.
It's time to stand up or we're going to lose everything we have.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This isn't a game. This is real life.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
Some things are worth fighting for.
If you look at who they've targeted so far, it's almost like they're following Donald Trump's Twitter feed.
We have a president who has talked for a couple of years now about imprisoning his political rival in Hillary Clinton, who has encouraged violence against the media.
You know, we are in an era now where violence seems to have license by the president of the United States.
The president certainly has encouraged this kind of rhetoric.
This is what happened when the president calls you the enemy of the people.
We did not hear the president accept any bit of responsibility for something that he and his supporters do and lead.
Donald Trump too often has helped to incite some of these feelings of anger, if not violence.
Yeah, so there you go. That's what's been happening since those pipe bombs were found yesterday. Another one just found minutes ago. They think it was headed for Joe Biden, not to be left out. We have to have Joe Biden on the list because he might be the next Democratic candidate for president. Sandy Rios in the morning with you. Call me a skeptic. Yeah, call me a skeptic. So the FBI and all the federal enforcement agencies are on the hunt for the person that delivered these pipe bombs, and rightly so. We all want to know who did this, right? We want to know who did this. Yesterday, CNN, of course, got in on the story because they allegedly, but they did, they received a pipe bomb as well. Let's listen to clip. What clip is that? Number 7.
These are no longer suspicious packages. The FBI is saying that they were rudimentary but functional. That means they were explosive devices. And to have projectiles, I mean, that sounds like a fire alarm here. We'll keep you posted on that. But to have projectiles, that is a feature you will often see in bombs that terrorists use in Afghanistan, elsewhere. ISIS has used that kind of bomb before. It doesn't mean it's exclusive just to those kinds of terrorist groups, but that is a significant development. Tom Fuentes, if you're still hearing us here, they're connected now. The bombs targeting Soros, Clinton, Obama, and the White House. The FBI says that they were functional. How significant?
All right, we're going to interrupt. So here you go. That's CNN Live, and suddenly they have these alarms going off, and they have their pipe bomb also. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Maxine Waters, and the observation is made by the Wall Street Journal that the computer-printed address labels had 6 U.S. Postal Service stamps, some depicting the U.S. flag. All of them had misspellings. And then the Wall Street Journal talks about how Mr. Trump repeatedly called for the jailing of his opponents, particularly Mrs. Clinton, about whom he routinely leads chants at campaign rallies of lock her up. At a rally in Houston on Monday, Mr. Trump referred to the Democrats as a mob. Last week, he praised a Republican congressman who, during his campaign, body slammed a reporter. And so, of course, you know where this is going. The Democrats, of course, are, you know, right out of the box, it's President Trump's fault that these pipe bombs, none of which have gone off, have been delivered to all of the people that he, well, many of the people, who he has verbalized as the opposition politically. And so last night on Martha McCallum, you might have heard Richard Goodstein is a Democratic operative. He was a former Clinton advisor. You've seen him before, and he's good. Let me just say he's good. Let's listen to clip 8.
I guess I subscribe to what Ari just said about let's not go too far before we know the facts. Not a bad premise for any one of these subjects. Secondly, though, what the president said today about unity and coming together, that's great. What I think everybody wants to see, I hope it's true for Republicans, it's certainly true for Democrats, is let's see what happens the next time people talk about locking her up. Incidentally, her up? All these people around him are going to jail, locking her up. about Democrats being the mob, about all these very personal things that ended up being on the receiving end of these bombs today. Could it be a false flag? Of course. But the fact of the matter is, if the president doesn't use an opportunity, which he didn't use for in Charlottesville, and he didn't use in other circumstances around the Scalise shooting, for example, to dial it back. Incidentally, this analogy to Scalise is crazy. No Democrat said, go after Steve Scalise. Donald Trump has named every single one of these people today by name. So I just think it's on him as the president of the country with the loudest microphone in the world to just step it back, show some leadership if he really means it about unity.
Richard Goodstein, now you sort of get the inference here, and he said false flag, and it might be a false flag. Do you know what a false flag is? A false flag is false. It's a stunt. It's not real. Interesting that he should bring that up. I'm surprised he did, actually. And, of course, it's the president's fault. He's called out all these people, including CNN. He's been criticizing CNN as fake news, and that's what's going to it's going to create death. He's going to create some kind of, you can't say anything bad about your opponents because then you're responsible for anything bad that happens to them. That's the inference. And, of course, let's go on with this, though, because Jeff Zucker, who was the president of CNN, issued a statement immediately after they got their package. There was a total and complete lack of understanding at the White House about the seriousness of their continued attacks on the media. The president, and especially the White House press secretary, should understand their words matter. Thus far, they have shown no comprehension of that. That was a pretty quick statement to come up with if you're really rattled and worried about your safety. But I guess he forgot to include the part about Jim Acosta accosting Sarah Huckabee Sanders verbally over and over and over again. So Sarah now is also responsible for these pipe bombs, according to Jeff Zucker. And then, of course, here's a little kicker here. When they're looking at these pipe bombs, they're finding out that one of them, at least, was a device sent to former CIA Director John Brennan. The printout appears to show a parody flag that replaces Arabic characters with the silhouette of three women in high heels and a middle inscription reading, "Get Her Done," which is what Larry the Cable Guy says. And this Get Her Done flag, by the way, was created in 2014 by right-wing parody site. It's been used and retweeted. So that was the little emblem they chose to put on the John Brennan pipe bomb, the Get Her Done. That sounds like a serious, maybe it's Larry the Cable Guy who did this. You know, could be. I think he probably should be under investigation because he does say Get Her Done all the time. So that settles it. And then, is that everything? No, that's not all, because I wanted to read you. George Soros was the first one who got, this pipe bomb. George Soros, the leftist billionaire we talk about all the time, and his son came out. I can't find the article. His son came out swinging. I want to find this. Well, I'll find it later. Let me just say that the son came out with an editorial, like a long editorial, within like a short period of time after the pipe bomb was found at his father's exclusive Westchester home. No illegal immigrants will make that home, I could say. And we know now, of course, that George Soros has his hands all over all of the disruption, whether it's in the economy or whether it's in the borders, whether it's in the Kavanaugh hearings. But now he's the victim, you see. So that's really quite convenient, I think. Now, this is what I really think. I want to know where all that hysteria was when there was a real attempted mass murder of Republicans on that Alexandria, Virginia ball field. Where was the hysteria? That was a very short story, didn't last much in the news cycle, and I remember playing for you here at this microphone the FBI agent's smirking conclusion to that case, where he said there was no reason to believe that the guy that did this had a political motive, although he was a Bernie Sanders supporter. And he asked in the parking lot of Mo Brooks before he went on the field, are those Republicans or Democrats? But he had no political motive. It was stunning to me, just stunning. So I'm wondering where the hysteria was. Was CNN all over that and ABC and the FBI was all over it, but not exactly defending those Republicans who would have been mass murdered? The guy had all kinds of ammunition, wanted to kill them all, but no big deal, you see. Kind of ho-hum. Where was the mass hysteria when Rand Paul was nearly killed by his neighbor? It wasn't just an altercation. They sort of mocked it. He was on his lawnmower, and the neighbor came and attacked him. He broke six ribs. His lung was punctured. He nearly died from that. But, you know, nothing to see here. And the neighbor was clear it was a political motivation over Obamacare. And then, of course, the marches of Antifa in the street, the threatening and attacking average Americans who support Donald Trump as they went into rallies, as they went into inauguration functions, the attacks on them during the campaign. Where was the outrage? Not so much. Not so much. So we're talking about real violence, which we've seen with our own eyes, versus inference of violence. The CNN thing. A fire alarm's going off, so we're supposed to be horrified. I think the suspicion strongly is that this thing has been staged. And here's the point, too. When they talk about President Trump being responsible, and they talk about crowds, him saying lock her up regarding Hillary Clinton, for instance, and the crowds chanting it, Hillary Clinton has committed crimes that she has never been convicted of, never even charged, never even investigated. The FBI just closed it down, didn't look into it. So the lock her up inference is to something. It's crimes. It's crimes. It's not that she's just a political opponent. It's crimes that she has committed, and that's a very big distinction. It's interesting to me that this is like perfect timing, too, don't you think? Because I believe the Republicans, the left, or the right is sort of making some great gains before this election, which is coming up in less than 2 weeks, making great gains in the polls, making great gains in voter registration, voting, pre-voting, mail-in ballots. And the president is making it's working to say jobs, not mobs. Jobs, not mobs. And the violence on the streets and the outrageous behavior in the Kavanaugh hearing, we're all seeing that. It's perfect timing now to make CNN and Mrs. Clinton and Bill Clinton and Joe Biden and President Obama and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Maxine Waters. Now and George Soros. They are the victims now, you see, with one fail swoop, eight pipe bombs, none of which have gone off. And I've heard one expert say that they were not designed to go off. I don't know about that. We'll have to follow up on it. I heard that from one source. Perfect timing, don't you think, toward the midterms here. And remember, during all the violence I just described to you, whether it was Rand Paul or the Antifa in the streets in Oregon harassing people, it's just been unbelievable. Hitting people for wearing Make America Great Again caps. We know about these things. No concern whatsoever. Just a big, major yawn from these news media sorts. So that's why I think that James Simpson may have something here. He's written an article called Bomb Threats, A False Flag Op by Desperate Democrats. He calls it a hoax. He says the Democrats have no legitimate agenda and have taken increasingly desperate measures to turn the November elections in their favor. This is just the latest in their insane kabuki theater of antics. Hoaxes carried out by leftists and Muslims, whether painting swastikas on college campuses, reporting Islamophobic threats, or even burning black churches, have become ubiquitous. And I would add to this, I remember when the pro-life movement was really in the throes in the 80s, when there were the pro-abortion forces were trying to discredit pro-lifers, and they did so successfully. They planted bombs in facilities and blew them up at night and then blamed pro-lifers. I remember that well. It's been happening for a long time. This is a tactic by the left. False flags. And remember that Democratic operative, Richard Goodstein, even said, it could be a false flag. Who knows? Well, I think it could be. We have a staged caravan coming up. We know now more about that. I'll tell you about it in just a second. We have staged protests against Brett Kavanaugh. You see how this goes? It's theater. And so, now look, yeah, I could be wrong. It could be that it's a Republican conservative who's structured all those bombs and put get her done on it. They could have done that. It's possible. And if it does happen that way, then I'll have to admit that I was wrong about this, but I don't think I am. I think this is all a sham. We're going to open the phone lines, 888-589-8840.
Len Ingram of Redeem Clean felt God call him to support the American Family Association.
I'm a laundry man. I'm the son of a laundry man, too. I love clean clothes. I love the business. I love everything about it. This project was built exclusively to support AFA and AFR. There's no strings attached. Another thing that I would like to see come out of this is that I would like to see other business people feel a calling to support ministries, wherever and whatever they do to share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
In addition to your regular AFA giving, Redeem Clean Laundry Detergent allows you to increase your support of AFA just by continuing to wash your family's clothes. For clean laundry and support of a cleaner society, it's Redeem Clean. Learn more, find options, and get Redeem Clean products at afastore.net. That's afastore.net.
Hi, this is Steve Tiber with 8 Days of Hope. We've been all over the country helping disaster victims who lose everything.
It's truly a blessing. I really don't have the words to express.
And yet, they see a glimmer of hope when a volunteer shows up.
Building the home, that's the second reason we're here. The number one reason is to share the gospel and give them hope.
It's everything that's right in America. I mean, it really represents the best that we have to offer.
That's one of the main reasons for doing it, is being able to be the hands and feet of Jesus and coming out and working with so many wonderful volunteers.
I just feel like it's important in this day and age to teach a child how to serve.
Please go to our website, 8daysofhope.com, and click on Get Involved, submit your email address, and the next time we go anywhere with a disaster, we'll invite you to come along as well.
I love coming in the job room because you can see these pieces of paper, they aren't just a piece of paper.
Right.
It's a family that's hurting, and it's a gospel opportunity.
And I just thank God, you know, for this moment. I mean, I'll be back in my home, and I know it's going to be awesome.
Come love others with 8 Days of Hope.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Truett McConnell University.
My name is Peter Koh, and I'm a business major, and this is my junior year at the college. What I love about the athletics here at Truett McConnell University is the coaches and their side of trying to teach sports from a biblical mindset with sportsmanship involved, and it really changes the way that you pursue the game, not just passionately doing it for other people, but also for yourself and to glorify God in that, which is completely different from most other schools.
Are you called? Visit truett.edu today.
Somewhere in the nation lurks a very bad person, a domestic terrorist who mailed suspicious packages to President Obama and the Clintons and CNN. Just the other day, George Soros received a similar package. The FBI has not named a suspect or provided a motive. Regardless, this kind of garbage has to stop. The nation is unraveling. Senator Rand Paul himself, the victim of a politically motivated beating, implored the nation to tone down the rhetoric. He warned we were fast approaching a very dangerous place where someone just might get assassinated. It's got to stop, folks. The badgering and the bullying, the rampaging protests, the violent mobs harassing people in restaurants and grocery stores just because of their politics? We must not give in to those who want to divide us based on our skin color or our politics or religious beliefs. We are Americans. We are better than this. I'm Todd Starnes.
Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
Ah, Sandy Rios back with you. You know, it's almost Christmas. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? And so we are working with Samaritan's Purse, as we always do, with Operation Christmas Child. And that's where you fill shoeboxes. And there are shoeboxes provided to you. I think you can get them at your church. You can certainly get them by going to SamaritansPurse.org/OCC, SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. And you fill those, they have some things that they give you to put in those boxes, and then they have you put little extra things in it too. And so, and they're sent all over the country. National Collection Week is November 12th through the 19th. So you need to get your box and start packing it now. It's SamaritansPurse.org/OCC, SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. Yes, I'm talking about these pipe bombings this morning, and our phone number is 888-589-8840. But that's not all. I want to also just address some of the things that people have said with an email. I want a couple of really important things because this is the election time, and I'm certainly open to talking about that with you. If you have some election story from your district or something you want to ask or comment on, happy to do that as well. Now, in fact, in regard to that, this is from Matt. He's from Washington State. He draws my attention to a race that I have not covered. This is a Senate race between incumbent Maria Cantwell and her challenger, Susan Hutchinson. Matt seems to think that Susan is a good candidate. He says Marie Cantwell is never in Washington. She never debates. She dodges the media. She's absent. She has a lot of campaign money, partially funded by George Soros. Susan Hutchison seems like she will deliver on biblical principles in the Senate. She's very popular. Used to be a news anchor in our state. He said they just did a debate, and he was impressed with Susan Hutchison. So that's Matt from Washington State, and I just wanted to share that message from him with you. This is from Cheryl. This is what I hope is the story with, excuse me, many of you. She says, thankful to AFR, who is equipping me to be more politically proactive in this spiritual battle. I was apathetic for so long. I'm praying for you all. And that's wonderful. And that's what we're trying to do, is like awaken, certainly Christians, and then the more broad category of conservatives. This is from Doreen. She says, you're a disgusting, morally bereft woman who I pray doesn't have children. Please go away. Too late, Doreen. I had two. But I've lost one, if that comforts you. No. Anyway, so this is Rusty. And I want to read this one because this is from Rusty in Virginia. He says he has a pronunciation tweak for me, and I deserve this very much. He says, next to Goochland County is Henrico. And I do know that, Rusty, but I keep forgetting the name of it, and I mispronounced it. And Henrico and Goochland were the counties that were responsible for getting Dave Bratt to the Congress. I always say Goochland because they're more in the front of my memory. So I apologize to all you folks down in Henrico who worked so hard and are working so hard. He, by the way, tells me it was named for Henry, Prince of Wales, who was heir to James but died at 18. So the future Charles I ascended to the throne. Also, district is more central Virginia than northern. Spanberger lives near Richmond, I think. Okay, Rusty, I appreciate that correction. So Henrico, God willing, I'll never forget your county name again and say it the wrong way. This is from Christy. She said, why haven't you mentioned the Senate race in Mississippi? She said it's Thad Cochran's. And yes, and only because I just haven't had time. And I'm not prepared really to discuss it with a lot of knowledge this morning, except Cindy Hyde-Smith was the pick of the party. She was consequently endorsed by President Trump, which helped her tremendously. Chris McDaniel, from my perspective, has been the conservative warrior down there. So we'll come to Mississippi when I have a little more time. We'll talk about that, and I appreciate the reminder about that race. So there's two Senate races that we haven't discussed yet. There are 50, you know, or no, not 50. There's a lot of them. So I can't talk about all of them and haven't had time to do quite all of them. This is from Connie. She's frustrated because she actually lives in Northern Florida, and she's trying to get involved in the election process. And picking up on my cue about getting involved, she says, I phoned, voicemailed, emailed, web messaged numerous different Republican entities because I want to volunteer and help. Besides voting, I want to participate. Well, thank goodness for you, Connie. But she says, no one contacts me. And so she doesn't quite know what to do. She said, maybe we're going to donate to out-of-state Republicans and maybe volunteer in one of those other races. So that's really what you do have to do, Connie. You're doing the right thing. But I would say just in Florida, my understanding is that the RNC machine there is pretty much establishment. So they're not crazy, like about Ron DeSantis, who's running for governor down there. They're just not crazy, so they're not going to be helping. And I heard yesterday in a meeting that the RNC around the country is really bad in some of these races. You have to understand they're part of that resist movement. They're part of the Paul Ryan and what has been the Mitch McConnell leadership version of undermining conservatives. So what do you do about that? Well, I think what you do is you contact the campaign of the candidate directly. Bypass the RNC completely. That's what I would do, unless you know that they are reliably conservative in your state, and see if you can work something out with them. But Connie, listen, God bless you for persevering, and I know you will. You'll find a spot to express your political views. Okay, so what time is it? You know what? I'm going to go to the phones. That's a long email, and it's going to take me off track. So I want to talk to you. Our phone number is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Let's go to Charlinda in Texas. Good morning, Charlinda.
Good morning, Sandy. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm really good. Thank you for asking.
I wanted to just say that, you know, it just astounds me that Hillary Clinton is not in jail, that Madonna is not in jail for threatening to blow up the White House, that all of these other people, Maxine Waters, who has, you know, encouraged people to riot and to hurt others, they're not in jail. They're not being prosecuted, yet we're the bad guys. And we've done nothing wrong. I fully believe that, I agree with you, and fully believe that George Soros is behind these attacks with these, whatever they were, these bomb things, and that it's all staged, that it is all a ploy to, oh, poor little Democrats, let's just get them elected, because look what the good, bad old Republicans have done to the good old guys in the Democratic Party. And I fully think that this is all a staged attempt by the Democrats to take over and to hurt us and get our party thrown out.
Yeah, I do too. And we'll just see. We will just see. I mean, we could be wrong about this, Charlinda, but I don't think so. Sometimes you have to go with your gut, and it just is too convenient, and they jumped on it too soon. And there's no grief, and there's no real violence. That's the point that has to be made. When there was real violence, they weren't concerned. And now that there's an inference, and that whole get her done, you know, symbol of the ISIS, a fake ISIS flag placed on one of these bombs, at least one of them, to me is a mockery. That shows you that whoever is doing it is mocking conservatives. And so we'll see. I just hope that the FBI has, I hope they have altered their operating status enough that they can actually be objective and get to the bottom of this, whether it is a conservative and we're wrong about this, or whether it's some leftist trying to set up conservatives, which is really what I suspect it is. Charlinda, thanks. And your point, by the way, about Madonna, you know, threatening. And Johnny Depp, when was the last time an actor killed a president? I am, you know, and then when he goes on to say whatever, he's inferring, you know what he's inferring. And how about the beheading, Kathy Griffin? That's not a problem for them. That's not a problem. But these crude bombs, which we'll see. We'll see. They're packaged beautifully. They got American flags on them, so that settles it, right? It's the right wing that would put American flag stamps on this. So there you go. And it's got get her done on it, so it's settled. It's the right wing operative that must have done this thing. Let's go to Joe in Texas. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, Sandy. I just wanted to talk about those pipe bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... And you might want to check with your husband about this, but most people that are under Secret Service protection, they don't check their own mail. They don't receive their own mail. Their mail goes to a secure facility, and at that secure facility, their mail is inspected for these types of things. So then how would George Soros receive any type of mail to his house? How did his housekeeper, this is what's been floating around social media, his housekeeper went and threw a bomb in the woods, if that makes any sense anyhow.
Then I'm sorry.
The other thing is, if these bombs went through the mail system, how come none of the stamps are marked that they went through the mail system?
Totally. Yes, Joe, thanks for bringing that up, because I didn't make that statement. I don't know if it's all of them, but at least some of them don't have any postal stamp on them. They're written, the return address is there, the stamps are there, the address is there, but they didn't go through the system. So how is that? That's what Joe's asking.
Show pictures of bombs to everybody.
Pardon?
Since when does law enforcement show pictures of mailed bombs to everybody? They don't show pictures of bombs. And then the other thing that was floating around was that there was a missing package that was supposed to go to Joe Biden. If it's missing and no one's seen it, how did they know it's supposed to go to Joe Biden?
Joe, you are just too cynical. Joe, you are just too cynical.
They're getting way... I mean, this is... It's funny. You know, the real thing is that most people have woken up. CNN's ratings are like a lead balloon. They're tanking every day worse and worse. You could put the Smurfs on against Anderson Cooper, and Anderson Cooper would lose to the Smurfs in ratings.
Yeah. Yes, and Joe, one of the things I talked about yesterday with Kevin Freeman was an economic fallout that I thought between now and the election. I just think that, you know, they're trying everything. The left is trying everything. They're pulling out all the stops. So the Kavanaugh hearing, the caravan coming up, the orchestrated, carefully orchestrated caravan that's coming up from the South. There's nothing that they won't do. So now yesterday, you probably noticed that the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 608.01 points, which erased all of the gains for 2018. And, of course, there's other indicators which I could talk about, but I don't want to bog us down with it. But my point is, we just talked about that yesterday. And now suddenly the stock market, you know, is kind of going a little crazy right before the election. No surprise here. I mean, this is I don't know why that is, and you can't ever say definitively the stock market is being manipulated, but you know, it is quite a coincidence, isn't it? So, hey, Joe, thanks. I appreciate it. Your points are very well taken. Let's go to Steve in Arkansas. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Sandy. I'm reading a book by John Hagee. It's called The Last Empire. And there's a part in there, he gets to it. Rudolf Hess, okay, the guy committed war crimes. He was hanged, according to John Hagee. And I think he's right. Okay, he was hanged at Auschwitz, at the gate of Auschwitz after the trials, 1947. My point, 1962 to 66, I would watch the television. They would have the Nuremberg trials on there. They always said Rudolf Hess was concluded criminally insane and sentenced to life imprisonment at Spandau Prison. 2006 or something like that, 2004, the Texarkana Gazette. The account of the death of Rudolf Hess was that he had committed suicide at Spandau Prison. That's 44 years of lies. And then same author, John Hagee, when Bill Clinton was in his scandal with Monica Lewinsky, according to John Hagee, and I think he's right, he said that Bill Clinton ordered a bombing at an irrelevant barracks in North Africa to divert media attention. Now, me and you paid for that. That's millions of dollars for the bombing. Okay, so what this looks like to me, and you're real good on this because you brought up the subject of gaslighting and Nazi tactics, you know, which you're familiar with that. Okay, gaslighting, they're trying to gaslight the public mind, and if that's the case, this particular mind is one up on them. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome, Steve. That's interesting that you bring those subjects up. Yes, Bill Clinton did bomb a pill factory in Nigeria overnight the day before he was supposed to testify on Monica Lewinsky. And some might remember the first time really that I kind of woke up to this whole procedure of using major news stories or creating them to divert attention was in the movie Wag the Dog. Remember that movie? That sort of gave the insight of the Clinton operation. And they talked about starting a war in order to win a campaign. It was pretty amazing. Dustin Hoffman played in it. And, you know, at the time we'd think, oh, no one would do that. But then we know now that the Clintons actually did. Bill Clinton did actually bomb a pill factory to divert attention from his testimony and from the Lewinsky scandal. So this is bad, because then we don't know what to trust ever. And it undermines the public trust. And there may be some time, you know, this is like crying wolf. There may be some time when there's a real serious threat and we won't listen because we don't trust them. And so there are repercussions to this that we haven't even touched on. Let's talk to Lisa in Louisiana quickly, if you can, Lisa.
Hi, Sandy.
You know what?
Hello.
You know what, Lisa? Why don't I put you on hold? Because you hear the music there, and you're going to have a chance, and that's not fair to you. So hang on. We'll come back to you in just a second.
Okay.
By the way, the phone number is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. And remember that if you have something to say about some of the campaigns in your area or something that you're seeing, an observation, some news story that we might not know that you can help us with, then that's also open for this discussion. So give us a call, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Minute. The American Republic was founded on the principle that rights are given to us by God, not men. As a result, men nor government can take them away. That's why our Declaration of Independence refers to our rights as inalienable rights. Government's role, then, is to protect the rights that God has given to us. The first freedom listed in the Bill of Rights, which government is entrusted to protect, is religious liberty. The founders did this because they knew that free exercise of religion is the fulcrum for all liberty. Wherever the flame of religious liberty is extinguished, all liberty is imperiled.
Listen each weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. Central for the Hamilton Corner with Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
Brian Fisher here with today's Life and Liberty Minute. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 bans discrimination on the basis of sex, which means male or female. But Barack Obama changed its meaning to include gender orientation and invented a prohibition against discrimination against transgenders, people who are so confused mentally they think they are trapped in a body of the opposite sex. But the president is directing the DHS to develop a definition that is determined on a biological basis and is unchangeable, a definition that would indicate that sex is determined by the genitalia that a person is born with. You know, the way we have always done it since the dawn of time. The Bible in Genesis 1:27 says just what science says, that there are two and only two genders. The Bible was right then, and it still is.
Catch Brian Fisher on Focal Point, weekday afternoons at 105 Central on American Family Radio.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-PSALM-23. That's 855-PSALM-23.
This is Frank Affney with the Secure Freedom Minute. Candidate Barack Obama promised a fundamental transformation of America and pursued it aggressively during his presidency. That leftist revolution, however, has met its counter-revolution in Donald Trump's. Both sides recognize the impending midterm elections as a tipping point. If Mr. Trump's party is triumphant and thus allowed to continue what he calls a nationalist agenda, the Marxists, socialists, globalists, and Islamists who detest it could experience further dramatic reverses to theirs. If this red-green axis prevails, in securing control of either the Senate or House, let alone both, the revolutionaries will be back in business. The spate of pipe bombs sent simultaneously to 7 of the most prominent revolutionaries has instantly transformed them from being associated with increasingly violent mobs, a serious liability in this closely fought election, into perceived victims. We must punish the perpetrators, but not lose sight of the stakes. This is Frank Affney.
Don't forget to connect with Sandy Rios in the Morning on Facebook or email Sandy at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. Sandy Rios in the Morning on American Family Radio.
My highest duty, as you know, as president, is to keep America safe. The federal government is conducting an aggressive investigation, and we will find those responsible and we will bring them to justice. Any acts or threats of political violence are an attack on our democracy itself. We want all sides to come together in peace and harmony. The media also has a responsibility to set a civil tone and to stop the endless hostility and constant negative and oftentimes false attacks and stories. Have to do them. Have to do them.
All right, that was President Trump in Wisconsin last night. And, of course, the night after the pipe bomb story started coming out, that's what he said about it. I wanted you to hear it. This kind of goes to, by the way, I'm going to go to the phones in just a second. This goes to, you see, what's happening is, again, this attempt to silence speech. So they're talking about President Trump, but it really means all of us that criticize, you know, Mrs. Clinton, Maxine Waters, you name it, fill in the blank. We criticize them, then we are responsible then for any bad thing that happens to them. And see, that's not even rational. It's just not rational because we have to have the ability to say what we believe is true. That's not the same thing as, gee, I wish you'd go over there and shoot that person. That's not the same thing as that person committed an illegal act and needs to be brought to justice. That's kind of okay. It's a big difference, but they are muddying the lines. And then you have Christians who feel that Christians cannot say anything truthful about the bad behavior of other public figures. And I have in my hands an email from Bob, I shouldn't have used your last name, Bob. I'm sorry about that. He says, I'm an occasional listener, previous supporter. Then he says he withdrew his support because he's upset with me. I've read his stuff before. He's very upset with my comments and mockings toward Christine Blasey Ford. He's over the top. She defended her mocking to the caller and even played back a clip from the actress who mocked Dr. Ford's voice in the same way. I heard Sandy do it. We as Christians are called to forgive and pray for our enemies, not mock them in the public square and stoop to the level of our enemies. And then he says, I am a strong Christian and find the whole hearing a mess and a travesty, but to join the pile on and openly mock someone who is obviously confused is not what I would expect from someone in Sandy's position. Now, I want to make something clear here. I'm not spending time on this to defend myself because if I did that, I'd defend myself all the time. But I'm just trying to tell you, teach you a principle here. Bob goes on to say that I'm totally wrong about saying that Jesus did the same thing. I'm not totally wrong about that. Bob is representing what I always call the Christian nice factor, where we have to always be perceived as being nice to other people. And we can't dare say something bad about someone. We can't do that. You know, we can, actually. And Jesus is our pattern. We have to speak the truth. But I remember very well Jesus saying to the Pharisees, you blind guides, you hypocrites, you strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that was mockery. That was outright mockery. He also said, you open-mouthed graves. You know, he was very unkind. He was unkind, Bob. You'd be offended by what God said, what Jesus said to the Pharisees. My point is this. We have lost our spine. We have lost our backbone. And by the way, Christine Blasey Ford, we have a very basic disagreement. I don't believe she's confused. I believe she's complicit, wicked, trying to bring down a man, falsely accuse him, and with great aplomb and great training. She tried to destroy a man who was a good man, and I think it's worth defending. I think he's worth defending, and she is worth mockery for what she did. So that's my position on that, and I just think you have to speak up. Say something. Do something. Stop trying to be nice. You can be kind, but you can be truth speakers who speak with passion about what's right and what's wrong, and you can fight back. There's nothing wrong with fighting back. We don't attack people physically. We don't hurt their children. We don't do all those things. We just talk about their misdeeds and the things that they are doing that are just wrong, and we fight them. That's, I think, very biblical. Our phone number is 888-589-8840. Lisa, thanks for being patient. Let's try this again.
Yes. Okay. I just wanted to say God bless you. Thank you for speaking the truth. And I was actually watching the news yesterday, Fox News, and saw on the news about these pipe bombs. And I just wanted to say, you know, America really needs to wake up and see what's really going on here. Of course, they said, you know, that the FBI was going to be investigating this. But, you know, of course, we trust the FBI, right?
Yeah.
Because they're all a part of this big agenda, you know. And, you know, I thought that it was kind of funny that they made a point about the stamps, that they were actually licked stamps instead of, you know, the kind that you just stick on. And I thought, oh, my gosh,
who are they, you know, who's really made them mad or gone against them that they're going to try to pin this on?
Well, we know the answer to that. And it's look, we are dumb, stupid conservatives who put get or done on our pipe bombs. We all collectively are responsible because we think Hillary Clinton should go to jail. Because we think that Maxine Waters is outrageous and has committed crimes of her own that have never been, she's never been brought to jail, financial crimes. Because we say that and we believe it, we're all responsible. So Lisa, don't ever think that we are not the ultimate target of this. Donald Trump is taking the brunt of it. He's the tip of the spear, but he represents our interests, the interests of the American people who actually still love this country. So the target is on our backs. Make no mistake about that. Thanks, Lisa. Rebecca in Texas, good morning.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hi. Are you talking to Rebecca?
I am. Are you Rebecca?
That's me. I just didn't hear the first part.
Okay.
I just wanted to call and say I was a postage due clerk before I retired. And one thing, like Joe brought up, the stamps were not canceled. And another thing is, each of those packages would have been postage due because that would be only $3. The current rate for a parcel that is 4 ounces or less is $3.50. Someone would have caught that in the post office because we were drilled on making sure that we protected the revenue that we were supposed to get. And I find it highly unlikely that some of those would not have been caught as postage, you know, due and given more scrutiny than what they were given.
Okay, Rebecca, let me ask you an obvious question. But so what are you saying here? What is the inference from your perspective on what you just said?
My inference is I don't think they could have gone through the Postal Service without the cancellation, because we were told, cancel everything, don't let the stamps be reused. And those particular stamps they're talking about that are on there, those are the newer forever stamps. I don't know of any that are licking stamps now. Everything is self-adhesive.
And what does that mean exactly? So what would that mean?
Well, that would mean, like they said, well, they may be able to get some DNA, maybe off the envelope if the person licked the envelope.
Okay.
But the stamps that they're using are the new forever stamps that came out. And those are all, as far as I know, now I'm not with the Postal Service anymore, but as far as I know, all the newer stamps are self-adhesive stamps. They don't require licking. You just put them on, and they're self-adhesive.
Yeah. So there's just a lot of... Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No,
The fact that it's postage due, is, and nobody caught that in the mail system, is really very unlikely.
Yeah, and for 7 packages.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah. Well, that's a very good point, Rebecca. Yeah, I appreciate your expertise, and I appreciate you calling us. Thank you.
Okay.
Let's go to Lisa in Virginia. Good morning, Lisa. Are you from Henrico?
I'm from Richmond. Yes.
Oh, all right. So, hi, Henrico is very familiar to you then. Good morning.
Yes. Hi. So am I on the radio?
Yes, ma'am, you are. You're on the radio.
Excellent. I wanted to talk to you about 2 incidents that happened last week that I think are directly related to what is occurring with these bombs. Hillary Clinton was on the way to a fundraiser for Democrat U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, and her Secret Service-driven vehicle pulled into a garage, made a left turn, and hit a concrete column. And there is video online. You can access it. There is a newspaper article from PIX 11, New York's very own newspaper. Then the next morning, Melania Trump's plane, which was on the way to a speech, had smoke in the cabin, and they turned it around. So I think what's happening here is they're playing games at the very highest levels of power right now, and that these bombs this week are a reaction to the 2 events that happened last week.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I don't know. You might be right. Who knows, Lisa? How do we know what's true? We don't. That's the problem. I'm curious, among the people that you talk to and work with down there in Richmond, are people talking about this pipe bomb thing? And do you know what they're saying yet? I mean, what can you pick up any kind of drift in people's opinions about this?
I think a lot of people are very savvy now, and they understand that there's a lot of media manipulation. And that's how they feel. One other point I wanted to raise was, if this is a false flag, I think somebody should have to pay back the government. I think that should be added to the list of charges when they're charged criminally, and someone should have to pay back the government for all of the wasted resources. And while our government is investigating the false flag, they're not investigating real crime.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point, Lisa. In a just world, that's the way it would be. Hopefully, God willing, someday we'll get to that. But right now, I think we're just trying to manage the chaos, and it's being brought to us by the left. Thank you very much. Lisa, thanks. It's great to hear from you. Let's go to Brenda in West Virginia. Brenda, you have something to say about the Manchin-Morrissey race, and I want to hear it.
Yes, ma'am, I do. And thanks for having me. I listen to all the commercials, and it's bad what they're saying about Morrissey. They say he's a lobbyist for the drugs, and they make it sound like he's for opium and all the bad drugs. Anybody can be a lobbyist for anything. You know, you can lobby for your church, you know what I'm saying? But to gain the best deal for some goods, that's all he was doing. And people need to understand that it wasn't just that he was out there, you know, they think, oh, they make it look like, not, you know, the Manchin commercials make it look like he's, you know, he was lobbying for the opioids, and you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Brenda, let me just interject before you make your next point. To all of you listening to me, do not make your judgments on these candidates based on television commercials.
Absolutely.
Because unless you can see who's sponsoring that commercial and you know the entity and you know if you can trust them or not, because they can make anybody sound wonderful and they can make anybody sound horrible. So, Brenda, your next point.
That's just pretty much it. Just the, you know, the vote for Morrissey. Trump's behind him, and we need to try to make this turn Republican. And he's one way to do it, and I think he gets in there, he'll be good.
Yeah. All right, Brenda, thanks very much. I think a lot of people are concerned about Joe Manchin just being weak. This is the argument I make against a lot of Republicans, that they are just weak. They're not doing anything, and we need a new brand of conservatives in that Congress, both houses, that will actually fight. Patrick Morrissey was wonderful in health care, on transgender issues in West Virginia. He is a fighter. I think Joe Manchin is a schmoozer. He comes across great. He's tall. He's charming. Patrick Morrissey isn't quite as charming. But again, did I say before, look at what a man does and not what he says? That's what I believe I said. Let's go to Becky last. You have about a minute, Becky.
Hi. Yes, I wanted to talk to you about two things, but I'll talk to you about Judge Roy Moore. I don't know if the whole nation has forgotten about him or what. I don't know what's going on there, but I call and check on him. I hadn't called in a while, and I called a little bit ago. I mean, it's been several weeks ago, and I talked to his. He's in court, still in court, and he has the guy that talked to me said he had one court case against him, and now he's in another one. And I told him that I gave him, encouraged him, and said that God was with him. He had not forsaken him. That he might have felt like a lot of us had, but we haven't. We love him and we care about him. And then all this came up about the Supreme Court judge that was just like him, but like,
yeah.
How
yes.
many remember him? And that man said, he said, we get calls all the time, awful calls.
Yeah.
He said he will definitely get your message.
Becky, we're out of time, but I appreciate so much bringing it to mind because I think of him often, and I'm glad to have that report. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.